From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Finally, Eddy County moved from the state's health department red framework to yellow on Wednesday, which means restaurants and other businesses can now reopen. It was a long time in coming, and deservedly so, says City of Carlsbad Information Officer Kyle Markstein.
Eddy County went yellow. And effective immediately, you know, that means a number of different things, but I think one of the most important is that restaurants can open for indoor dining at 33% of the capacity, and a number of our restaurants have already done that. Certainly doesn't fix everything they've been through for the last year. A lot of spirits are really up in the community right now about this.
Lee County also got some great news on Wednesday. The state moved the county from yellow to green, which means fewer COVID restrictions on businesses. We get reactions from David Shaw, CEO of Norley Hospital here in Lovington, who's overseeing COVID-19 testing and now vaccine operations for Lee County.
Very excited about that. I think that demonstrates some very hard work on the part of some healthcare providers getting out there and vaccinating the public.
According to Shaw, just about 21,000 Lee County citizens have been vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. Meanwhile, the state health department reported that Chavis County remains in the yellow, and just over 12,000 Chavis County residents have been vaccinated, that according to the state. A person suspected in the shooting death of an 18-year-old man in the village of Ruidoso on Wednesday was arrested later that day by New Mexico State Police in Artesia, that according to Artesia Police Commander Lindell Smith.
New Mexico State Police is working that case in Ruidoso, and they were looking around Artesia for him in a vehicle.
And found him. Carrie Gladden, the public information officer for the village of Ruidoso, reports that the victim has been identified as
Brian Alvarado of Ruidoso.
Alvarado was lying in the street in the vicinity of Wingfield Park. Emergency personnel attempted to revive him, but were unable to do so. The homicide is the first in the village of Ruidoso this year. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.